Welcome to Yarra Valley FM. My name is Kim Harris and you're listening to Stories of Change. Over the next few weeks and months, I'm going to be unpacking this concept of change and hopefully bringing some people on board to talk about their own stories of change. Yeah, and we're just going to unpack in general that topic. Hopefully you'll get a lot of value out of this. And of course, as just mentioned, the Yarra Valley FM studio is going on undergoing a lot of change. We're actually going to be moving to a new complex in Healesville, which is so exciting. Just a shout out to Matt Shaw and Bruce Argyle and David Oaten. We've been a bit of a painting crew over there at the new station. Things are really shaping up and coming together really well over there. So very exciting things happening. So something for the diary is to mark in our opening party. We're going to have a bit of a party and the whole community is invited, and that will be on the 3rd of the 3rd, 23, and it's actually going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So come down if you enjoy a bit of a barbecue and want to watch history, you know, happen right before your eyes. Lots of exciting things, but let's get back to the topic at hand, change. Okay, well, we don't really know sometimes why change can be so hard. And we all know the recent changes that we've all undergone. We've had this real change in society. We've had these lockdowns that we've come through, and we've felt this negative consequence of the isolation effect of that. And so, yeah, really, really significant change that we've been witnessing for all of us, for our relationships, for the way that we relate to each other. And it's been really hard for some people. And even though we all know this and we can say this, I guess what's been really driving me is, what are we going to do in response to it? And so that's what I'm going to be talking about. The actual response to the isolation effects is the togetherness effect. This is what we want to start to promote. And this station here is all about bringing people together, and that's what we really stand for. So stay tuned, and I'm going to play a couple of songs now. So first up, we've got Gin Blossoms with Hey Jealousy. I just love that song, The Middle, by Jimmy Eat World. I love the lyrics in it particularly. It talks about, one of the lines in there is, little girl, you're in the middle of the ride, so everything's going to be just fine, just kind of hold on. And that's what I'm kind of talking about today. What I'm talking about is change and answering the question, can people really change? I know there's that kind of popular saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And there's this idea out there that it's really hard to make someone change if they don't want to. And absolutely, there is an element of truth to that, because we don't actually do anything until we really want to. Can all relate to that idea that, well, we know there's lots of things that we need to do, and we also know lots of things that we should be doing that we're not doing. So we've all had that definite situation where we might not really want to do something. But I think one of the unknown things about change is that actually quite often we want other people to change, or we want other things to change. And a good example of that might be, we want our government to change a few things, or our neighbour or a friend, or, you know, they might just have a really annoying habit or something like that. It could be someone much closer to us, our partner or our kids. This kind of concept is out there that we can't actually change anyone that doesn't want to change. But there is this other element of untruth in that, in that it actually is an essential requirement that we help each other to change. And that's what I'm going to be talking about through the Togetherness Effects. It's a project that is being sponsored by the Yarra Rangers Council, which is wonderful. I received a grant to run this project. And so you're going to be hearing all about that over the coming months and weeks. And hopefully I'll get out into the community and get to chat to people about, you know, just promoting togetherness in general, but for the purposes of helping one another create important changes. Because people can really change, but it's even easier if we've got motivation and the support of people around us. So a prayer that I know it's been popularized through Alcoholics Anonymous, which is, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So I'm going to be unpacking some of these ideas around acceptance and courage and wisdom today. But before I go into that, I'm going to play another song. Enjoy this one. It's Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. Have you ever heard the saying, a leopard never changes its spots? Well, what people are talking about, of course, is this idea of change and that some people may never change. Have you ever sighed and thought, some people will never change, and rolled your eyes perhaps or scoffed? This morning we're talking about and answering the question, can people really change? And the answer is absolutely yes. And not only absolutely yes can people really change, interestingly, it's inevitable that you change. Just think about it. If you think about the person you were last week, then you've learned and you've grown and you've taken on new ideas, and you're absolutely not the same person you were even yesterday, even half an hour ago, commonly. So change is inevitable. It's a part of life. Obviously, some changes are really easy. Like this morning, you might be there making yourself a cup of tea rather than a cup of coffee. Who knows? Some changes are super simple. But of course, there are other changes that are not so easy. They're the bigger ones. And sometimes they're the ones that are not, they're kind of not changes we were kind of looking for. It happened to us by happenstance or a situation or just something that we could never have planned for or have foreseen in any way, shape or form. Just like what's happening in Turkey right now. Like there's just these things that happen and they're tragic and we can't always make sense of them. But change is inevitable and yes, absolutely, we can change. But as I mentioned earlier, the way to change is through support. Actually, people are not able to change without the input and guidance and support and motivation from others. So I'm going to be unpacking over the next few weeks just how you can help people change, because there might be somebody that you love that you know could really benefit from making a few changes. And sometimes we feel like, if a leopard never changes its spots, or you can't lead a horse to water, and make it drink. Like if people don't want to change, they're never going to change. So there's actually a lot you can do to facilitate change in others. And I think it's something really important to start to understand and learn about in this togetherness effect kind of process. So I'm looking forward to teaching you a lot of little tips and tricks on how you can help other people to change, and in the same way you can help yourself change. So firstly, some definitions. I want to talk about motivation, this idea of motivation and support, because this is some key factors in the change process. And the first one, the definition of the word motivation, is actually state and condition dependent. It's having a strong reason to act or a strong reason to accomplish something. And so change is absolutely state and condition dependent. As I mentioned earlier, we don't want to do anything until we want to do it. So it's a very, very big factor that we want to be in that state or that condition where we're actually, you know, we've contemplated change and we've made that decision, yep, I do want to change something. And as I'm going to be unpacking, there is a clear process for change. And if everybody knew this, the change process would be much, much easier for everybody involved. So that's the first word, motivation. Very, very important word to think about when we're thinking about and contemplating change. And the second word is support. So the meaning of the word support is to hold up, to position, or to take sides with. So basically what this means is, if you would like someone to change, or if you would like to change, you've got to be on your side. You've got to be by someone's side. You've got to be holding them up when they need support, and you've got to hold yourself up when you need support. So you can see how essential it is to have other people and it's not just people. It can be the way that you organize your day. It can be the way that you schedule your time. All of these are supportive structures that can hold you up, position you, and be on your side in terms of helping you change. So the point is, change cannot be achieved in isolation. We do need the comfort, the encouragement. Sometimes we need financial aid or financial support. And we definitely, definitely need people to listen to us. So that's sort of unpacking a little bit about what is actually needed to help people change, and answering this question, can people really change? Absolutely, yes. So let's play some more songs. I've got a Australian Idol song here called Rise Up. So hopefully this will be a nice inspirational one to make you contemplate how you might support yourself or someone else to create some change in their life. Can people really change? Absolutely. Yes, they can. That's what we've been talking about this morning. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Playing some lovely, lovely music. I love the lyrics from some of these songs chosen for you this morning. But we're talking about change. And I think it's really, really important to understand that change is a process. And a lot of people just jump into, it's actually, there's six stages of change. And over the course of the next few months, I'm going to be unpacking each of these phases so that you can start to understand where you fit in the phases. And then you can start to like really ease up on yourself and be much more compassionate as you start to go up on this journey of change. Because as I've talked about, some changes are really easy and we don't really have to go through a big, you know, long process of change to change them, but other changes can be much, much harder. And so having this understanding of the process can be so helpful. And it can also be really helpful in the way that we can also help other people to change and support other people to change. And of course, that's what the togetherness effects is all about. We want to effect change on a real personal level, but also as we start to, I guess, move out through those other circles of friendships, partners, children, you know, parents, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunties, you know, you name it, keep going out. And then we go into our community. We go into our state, the state of Victoria, the country that we live in, Australia, and then, you know, upwards and onwards from there to the whole world and universe that's out there and beyond. So, yes, we do want to understand it's a process. And it's really, really important, like I touched on, to be really compassionate towards yourself, because it's actually human behavior to choose something that we know as opposed to something we don't know. And it's for a really good reason that we have these biological mechanisms in place to actually help us to focus on what is known and to move towards the things that are known, because our brain, one of the prime directions, the prime directives of the brain is to keep us safe, to keep us alive. So we actually have these biological instinctive drivers to stick with what we know as opposed to what we don't know. So this is one of the factors that's, you know, that sometimes makes it a bit tricky to change. So good to know about that. And it's also really, really, really important to know that change cannot be forced. So as you know, if, you know, someone's trying to force you to do something, it's a manipulation. And the correct response when someone is trying to manipulate you will be anger. And it'll be anger every single time, even if it's just subtle, like you might be a little bit ticked off or a little bit, just a little bit annoyed. If you feel that force or that manipulation. So it's really a fair and justifiable anger if somebody is trying to manipulate you or force you into change. That's actually what we call, as in my line of work, a violating a person's boundaries. So it's very, very important to understand that aspect of change as well, that there are boundaries and we do have boundaries around our own change process, and it is a process and we sometimes need support. And if you are trying to force or manipulate someone to change, you're actually violating their boundaries. But there are ways that you can help and support and facilitate a change that's really super cool and really super easy and doesn't involve manipulating them or forcing them. And that's what I really, really would love to start to teach people, because I think, given that change and the change process is, it's so essential to have that motivation and support. Therefore, we really, really do need to be aware of how we can help people change in a really super cool way. So there's quite a few things to understand about change. And I wish, you know, we all learnt this, because as we've talked about, change is inevitable in life. So how do we change? Well, the first things first, we do need to be open to change. So like I just mentioned, we can, if we're feeling forced to change or manipulated to change, that is not going to go well, and rightly so. But we do need to be open to feedback from people. So if someone that you love maybe expresses, you know, that they really wish you wouldn't drink as much, or that you should quit smoking, or maybe you could lose a couple of kilos or do a little bit more exercise. Really, when someone says something like that, it really is coming out of concern for you. They really do want you to have more available energy, resources, time, money. It costs a lot of money to smoke. I don't know how anyone affords it. Really, if this is happening to you and someone is expressing to you some external input into your life, someone's expressing that you might need to change a few things, just be open and ask yourself, I wonder what it is that's got this person so concerned about this behavior that I have or anything to do with that, because we really, really want to be open and start to get the ball rolling with the first phase of change. So if you're in the first phase, it's called pre-contemplation. And so this is where some people just are, and it's okay to be there. It's where you actually maybe don't even realize that there is something that you would like to change. Sometimes there can be denial, like you can be denying, you know, and perhaps even lying to yourself that you might need to make some changes. And that's where you are. And it's a really valid and necessary phase of the entire process. So if you are there, the first trick is just being open, just starting to go, I wonder what has this person concerned that they would bring this up to me? Or I wonder what I myself am concerned about. So I guess from my own change process, and a fairly recent one, is I've noticed I do sit around a lot. I've been working really long hours behind at my desk and don't tend to get out and about. And yeah, I know I need to change it. So, but I'm kind of in that pre-contemplative phase. It's kind of like deny it a little bit. I'm kind of not at the phase where I've decided what I'm going to do and I'm taking action. I'm just sort of starting to think about, you know, what is going to, do I want to change this really? And exploring that. So there's lots of examples, but the idea is just to be open. Is there something that maybe perhaps could do with a little bit of change work? And yeah, that's the very, very first stage of the process. So something to think about. And I'm going to play another song now. And this one's called Rascal Flatts and Why Wait? Can people really change? Yes, and it's even easier with motivation and support from people that you love. The quote or the prayer is, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So let's unpack some of that a little bit further. Accept. Let's think about that word, the serenity to accept. Now, first things first, we need to accept that changing anything is a process. And when we know the process, we can ease off and feel a lot less pressure to change, because it's actually there's actually a really supportive way that our brains operate, that our biology operates, and that our relational, like social capital, can act to help us and support us in the change process. And that's some of the things I'm going to be talking about ongoingly. But yeah, first things first, we've got to accept that it is a process and understand that it is a process. Another thing is that it's actually not up to you sometimes to help someone else change. It is up to the person, and it is up to ourselves when we want to change. So we need to embrace this idea that ultimately all change is the result of a person choosing to change something. And any time we try to force or manipulate someone to change, that's just a no-no, and it never, never goes well for anybody involved. So we want to accept that it's not up to you ultimately for someone to change. All change work is it's an inner game, really. But having said that, yes, they absolutely, if someone is looking, you know, down the line at a very important, significant change, they are absolutely going to need your help. And there are ways that you can really, really, really help and really step into that space for them. So that's kind of acceptance. And that's that first part, serenity to accept. Accept it's a process. Accept that it's not up to you necessarily. It's up to you if it is a change that you want to make. Don't force or manipulate anyone to change. And perhaps learn how you can support people to change much more effectively by listening to the show, which will be awesome. And okay, so let's go into the next part of the prayer, which is the courage to change the things I can. So let's talk about courage. There's a saying, quote, that I really love that says, courage is the doorway to change. And courage is kind of a byproduct of taking action. It's sort of one of those things that shows up when you need it and when you need to step through something that's a little bit scary. That's when courage presents itself. And it really does take courage to change. And as I just said, courage only shows up inner person when you're actually afraid. So change can be a little bit scary. This is why it's so helpful and valuable to have people there to encourage you and comfort you through the process. So that's the second part of the prayer. And the final part is the wisdom to know the difference. So let's talk about wisdom. Now, from the definition of the word wisdom, which is a really fascinating word in and of itself, it's kind of the ability to think about and plan using your imagination and holding what you're imagining, that vision for something better, first and foremost in your mind. So there's this element of wisdom that's actually about holding a vision and using your imagination, which I find really, really fascinating. Because when we have that vision or that imagination, that ability to imagine something different or something better, that's actually engaging your own wisdom. And then the wisdom comes then, it's the ability to then think about and plan for what you're imagining, plan for that vision that you're holding for something better. So wisdom includes within it, even just from the meaning of the word, planning and thinking and imagining and visioning, which I think is really, really super cool word. And it's also understanding, again, that it's having the wisdom then, so that second part, the wisdom to know the difference. It's understanding that, yes, I can change anything. I'm wise enough to know that, you know, I can imagine or hold a vision for myself that is different, that there is something better out there in the future for me. And I can understand that that might not be easy and I might need some of that motivation and support from people that love me, as well as when I go through the process and go through that doorway, that I'm going to need some courage to show up to help me face those unknowns that are out there on the other side of change. Because when we do different things can happen, and it can sometimes be a little bit unpredictable. Definitely really important to think about those three elements: accepting and what acceptance is to you, courage, you know, when you need it, and the wisdom to hold that vision for yourself that something could be different. And yeah, let's do it together. So on that note, some free resources that are available. So I'm going to be, as my project, the Togetherness Effect project, that rolls out over the next 12 months, I'm going to be creating a whole lot of free resources for you to help you through the change process. And as I've touched on today, just very quickly, the first phase of change is the pre-contemplative phase. You might be further along. You might be in one of the other six phases of change. And when you read about it and you can see where you are at in the process, then your next step becomes absolutely clear. And it's really, really easy to support yourself where you're at, which is really, really wonderful. So if you're open to and want to follow up on some free resources, you can check out my website. It's kimharris.co. So kimharris.co. I'll be putting up, just free downloadable information about the change process, how you can embark upon a change process, how you can reach out to other members of the community for support if you're feeling unsupported and you might like some help. I've also got a free webinar series coming up starting on the 21st of February. It's a four-part series where I'm just going to be specifically talking about relationships and how we can use relationships to support all of our life goals. So if you're open to that, that's also a free four-part series. So you can find out more about that on my website as well if you're interested. But I guess in summary, we are all changing. Change is inevitable. And I'm really looking forward to helping people to overcome some of their own personal barriers to change and really unpacking this, guys, this topic with you, because change sometimes is hard, but it doesn't have to be hard. It can be really easy with the right support and the right knowledge and the right know-how, just like everything. So look forward to talking to you this time next week. So Stories of Change is on between 8 and 9 o'clock every Thursday morning. Love to have you here. Feel free to give me a call anytime or request a song as well. You can also do that via my website as well. And I look forward to having a bit of a two-way conversation with you perhaps at some point in the future. So have an awesome week. And here's the final song for the morning. This one's by Robert Palmer, Change His Ways.